we saw during the partnership with Matt Morris, and from then on to the close of play when he had, when he has ended with 32 not out, a really fine innings by Frank Warren, a charming innings, an innings full of experience, full of control, and certainly full of strokes which were made, I wouldn't say as well as, better than any other player on this West Indian side can make it, notwithstanding the reputations of some of the younger players. None of them move into the spin bowlers better than their experienced captain. A couple of his cover and extra cover drives and a late cut or two were of rare quality, things seldom seen in test matches, and certainly reminiscent of his magnificent innings at Trent Bridge in 1950 and of, and perhaps even more charming knock at Lord's in the first inning. For 208 runs and 231 minutes of the West Indies innings, Frank Worrell's batting flowed like a symphony of grace, poise and certainty. It makes nonsense of the modern trend of judging batsmanship by the centre mark to realise that he was deprived of his 10th test century because the rest of the batting ran out. This innings of his was worth many of the previous test centuries that he has made, not only from the value to the team, but from the sheer artistry of his batting. His stroke play and his sharp running between the wickets will not only live long in the memory of the surprisingly good crowd which attended today, but will also give heart to West Indian prospects in England next summer. Worrell's outstanding batting. He is not a young man. No one can expect him to be as flashy or as free scoring as he was 12, 14 years ago. But he is certainly as sound as he ever was. His late cutting is still there. He doesn't square cut as often as he did before. And his footwork to the spinners is still excellent. His batting was an object lesson, both in enterprise and in artistry, to all the young people who watch this game.